News Talk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Francis Cook, boosting your business confidence.
Hi, I'm Francis Cook and welcome to the show. You might not have noticed, but a lot of people are talking about housing right now. There's lots of helpful advice being given, like join the army or give up brunch on the weekend and make more sacrifices.
Right, my advice to first home buyers are basically toughen up, because the world is unfair.
I just worked really hard, worked long hours, and that was the only way I was going to be able to come up with the money to get on the ladder.
Well, thanks for being condescending, but neither of those pieces of advice are helpful. Our housing market is so overheated it could burst into flames at any moment, particularly if you live in Auckland. Prices have soared around the country while mortgage conditions are only getting stricter. This year, The Economist rated New Zealand's housing market the most unaffordable in the world. That's thanks to having the biggest jump in prices and the highest cost against average incomes. Demographia's survey was slightly kinder, putting Auckland as the fourth least affordable housing market out of 92 cities around the world. A word of warning for people who look at those surveys and decide the answer is to take on the biggest mortgage the bank will give them. What goes up must come down. House prices could fall from this peak and interest rates could rise, leaving you paying more. In an overheated market, buyer beware has an even more menacing tone. But that doesn't mean you should give up. Don't stop trying to save a deposit and instead spend everything you earn, as fun as that can be. There are ways to cheat the system and other places you can put your money. So buckle up, because here's what to buy when you can't buy a house.
Newstalk ZB presents Cooking the Books with Francis Cook, boosting your business confidence.
I'm joined by David Boyle from the Commission for Financial Capability. So, are young people getting locked out of the housing market, or are they whiners who aren't working hard enough?
Look, I bet that question gets asked a lot by different generations too, Francis. I think that really, you know, kind of the message to younger New Zealanders that are looking to get into their first home, if they are talking to an old person like me and they say that they're in a situation where, guy, you know, you've got it as tough as it was in my day, that's not factually true. In fact, for New Zealanders trying to get into their first home now, it is far more difficult than it was back in my day, put it that way.
Yeah, what are some of the factors that people are dealing with now, just as quick as you can?
Yeah, look, the key elements are kind of the cost of property, but more importantly, the level of cost of property is relative to income. So if you're looking at some of the major centres like, say, Auckland, Wellington, even Christchurch, the percentage to income is a lot higher. So in Auckland, it's around 10 times average salary now to get into your first home, where in my day it was about, gosh, 3 times. So it has jumped significantly over the last 10 years.
Yeah, and I've got to say, I mean, full disclosure, I own a home, but I didn't get there off my own bat. I had family help, significant family help. And aren't I lucky, frankly, because I don't think most people get that. And I think, particularly when I talk to my friends, what a lot of people I think find dispiriting is that house prices are increasing so fast, faster than those people can save, even if they give up every little bit of non-essential spending. So for those people where they've got a nest egg, it still won't get them into the housing market. What do they do with that money? What are the other options for it?
Yeah, look, you raise a really good point. I mean, it is harder, and perhaps expectations need to be, getting to your first home may not be as quick as what it was 10 years ago. But we are in a bit of a market cycle as well, and that's not to say that in the future house prices will continue to increase the way they have done over the last few years. In fact, there's probably going to be a period where there is going to be changes, particularly in different regions. So, you know, the first thing is perhaps thinking about what age you really think you can endeavour to get into a property and perhaps start planning to expect to get into a property a wee bit later. Also managing expectations of what your first house could be. Look, you know, if you're thinking about going to, and I'm talking about Auckland here, but if you're looking at Mount Eden or Remuera or anything in the CBD, you're really dreaming, unless like yourself, where you get a bit of luck and a lot of family support, which is great, but for most New Zealanders, that's a big ask and actually quite frankly pretty challenging.
Yeah, yeah. So for those people who are, you know, on their own, maybe they can't go and live rent-free with their parents while they save, or they don't have parents that can say, here's a chunk towards a deposit.
Well, yeah, but a really good point here is that we know that, children are living longer and or staying longer. Of course, they're living
boomerang
longer.
Boomerang babies.
Yeah, they keep coming back. And, I've got a 23-year-old, James, and he's away doing a big walk along the Appalachian Trail, but he's going to come back and reality will kind of set in for him. But of course, he'll be able to come home and we'll certainly help our children get into a position where they've got a good chance to get into their first home as well. But, you know, the thing is managing expectations, also what your first property might be or where it might be. So it might not be close to work or it might be an apartment perhaps. So there are options around the choice of accommodation. And I think that we're seeing a little bit more diversity in the type of properties that are going to be available in the future as well.
Is it worth as well considering if you've got 10 or 20K, which won't go far in Auckland, but that's still a significant chunk of money. And if you're in your 20s or 30s, you should still be thinking about retirement now. So what are some other good options for that sort of chunk of money?
Yeah, look, for your first home buyer listeners that are thinking, "Guy, how am I going to get ahead?" The first place to start has got to be KiwiSaver. And I say that because it's coming out of your pay. You're getting your employer contribution, well, hopefully you are, and you're also able to get member tax credits. Now, with that, you can quickly build up a deposit in an investment and use that money to go towards your first home. So that is a really, it's a good way. It's invested in the markets, depending what the fund is and what time that you're involved with. But it's really worth checking out because you may also be eligible for your first home start contribution from Housing New Zealand as well. So if you get all that information together, you can pop onto our Sorted website and can calculate what your deposit might be in 3 or 5 years' time. And that might give a bit of confidence around where you might want to start buying your first property as well.
Are there other things that people should be looking at as well to sort of maybe start investing? Because when you're buying a house, you're investing in property, really. So are there other investments that people could look at that are also solid investments for the future?
Yeah, depending on people's time frame. And I always think it's quite good to sit down or talk to your provider, like whether it's a KiwiSaver provider or your bank or someone that can give you a bit of insight around what your mortgage might look like. And again, we've got tools on Sorted that will give people an idea of, it's not about just getting a deposit, it's about making sure you can repay the debt that you're borrowing as well. So getting that information together and then thinking, okay, so I've got my money in KiwiSaver because that is really a great place to start. If you've got other investment already that you don't want to lock up, you've got other investment choices like managed funds. You could look at bank deposits, but the interest rates are quite low. And depending on your time frame, you could actually take a bit more risk, get a greater return on that, and perhaps be in a better position. But it's really important to talk to someone who knows about the products and options that are available out there. But that would be certainly something else rather than just putting into a bank account or your savings account, because you're getting pretty well bugger all interest in that, really.
Yeah, interest rates so low at the moment.
They are.
And I've got to say as well, when you're saying about, you know, talking about servicing the loan, if I still lived in Auckland, even if I was getting help and could afford a house, I'd still be really wary of buying a house right now because personally, I think it's overpriced. I think there's a risk of if prices, as they call it, a correction, go down. there's a risk that you end up owing more to the bank than you can sell your house for. So again, lucky, was in the position where I could move with my job from Auckland to Wellington. For other people, again, who don't have that option, is it worth considering buying property elsewhere and continuing to rent for your own home?
Look, that's an option that certainly some New Zealanders are looking at, especially younger New Zealanders. They might not be able to afford the house in the location they're living in, but they could afford a house perhaps in a smaller town or a smaller city that's close to where they, kind of where they live, where they can rent it out, get into the property market, build up some capital growth, hopefully, if that is the case. And you had a really good point. I mean, It might feel that it is a pretty heated market at the moment. There's obviously a supply and demand issue going on. But as I say, these cycles come and go, and there will be times where if you're taking on a significant amount of debt and cost, what's the risk that you might have of that capital going backwards as well, particularly if interest rates go up or you can't afford your repayments? You do have to have a really good plan around what is some of the options you're going to need to consider if interest rates go up, for example. Can you still meet the repayments? So absolutely, getting into the property market is not necessarily just where you live today, but it might be where you might want to go tomorrow, or you're able to get into a property, get some income coming from it, help pay that debt off, and also build up an asset in that way as well.
It's not a sexy subject, but when you're in your 20s, you've got to be thinking about it. It's going to be so hard if you start in your 40s. All right, unfortunately, that's all we have time for, but thanks so much. David Boyle from the Commission for Financial Capability. Now, for anyone who has questions about housing or even money in general, I want to hear from you. I'm easy to find on Facebook at Frances Cook Journalist or Twitter at Frances Cook. Don't forget, that's Frances with an E. If it's a good question, I'll dedicate a podcast episode to it, or just tell me that you thought the podcast episode was rubbish and I'll try to do better next time. Until then, have a great day.
And that's Frances cooking up your business confidence for another week on News Talk ZB.